The case of Zacharias Massaoui, the only person charged in the September 11th terrorist attacks, has taken another twist. Yesterday, the 34-year-old Moroccan-born French citizen tried to plead guilty to the charges against him, but the judge refused to accept the plea. Instead, she told Massaoui that he should think about it for a week. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Chaos. That's the only word that describes every proceeding that involves Zacharias Massaoui, and yesterday's was no different. It was just more so, as the defendant clashed with Judge Leonie Brinkema so adamantly that at one point the federal marshals in the room surrounded him, ready to cart him away. The hearing offered Massaoui yet another opportunity to enter a plea. Last time he tried to plead no contest, and the judge rejected that plea. This time he insisted he wanted to plead guilty, even though he denied any involvement in the September 11th attacks. Judge Brinkema, I think I understand why you're confused. Massaoui, I'm not confused, thank you. This reflects the reality of what I did, why I came to the United States. The conspiracy in which I was involved began in 1995 and continues until today. Judge Brinkema tried to explain that a guilty plea with caveats was not acceptable. You cannot say you're guilty of this, but not of that. So I'm entering a plea of not guilty for you. That only seemed to enrage Massaoui. I'd like you to stop playing this nonsense game. Don't advise me, he said. How do you expect me to prepare for the trial? You've given me an aging computer with no server. It would take me until the trial date just to load the disks I have. This is a farce of justice. I've not been allowed to speak to the grand jury. I've not been allowed to give the American people many informations I have about the ongoing terrorist campaign. All right, interjected the exasperated judge. All right, mocked Massaoui. The judge ignored him as a teacher would a child and turned to other trial business with the prosecutors. Massaoui raised his hand. I want to address my plea. Judge Brinkema, I've already entered a plea of not guilty for you. Massaoui, no, I want to enter a plea of guilty. In the name of Allah, I want to plead guilty because I will be able to prove I had nothing to do with September 11th. I have certain information. I know exactly who done it. I know which group, who participated, when it was decided. I have many informations. I, Massaoui Zacharias, with full knowledge and the intent to save my life, plead guilty. I'm a member of Al-Qaeda, and I pledge obedience to Osama bin Laden. Again, the judge tried to step in. Mr. Massaoui, you will have to stop, or I'll have the marshals remove you. The marshals, on cue, moved toward the defendant. Put your hands down, the judge instructed. Massaoui, looking both defiant and intimidated, said, I don't want them to jump me. The judge again tried to reason with him, explaining that he could bargain with any information he had for a lighter sentence. But Massaoui remained adamant. Well, said the judge, if you really want to enter a guilty plea, that's your right. But you've changed your mind before, and I want you to take a week to think about it. I didn't change my mind, snapped Massaoui. I've been thinking about it for months. I know in a death penalty case there's a guilt phase and a penalty phase. So now I'm saying, for the guilt phase, I'm guilty. But for the death penalty, we'll see. I am guilty. The question is, how much? Still, the judge would not accept the plea. We'll reconvene next week, she said, to see if the defendant wants to continue with a guilty plea. Shot back Massaoui, bet on me. I will. Outside the courthouse, some new players were added to the mix. Malik Shabazz, the president of a group called the New Black Panthers, said he and an entourage were in the courtroom to monitor the trial and would seek to persuade Massaoui not to plead guilty or at least to try to negotiate a plea since he says he has important information.
Perhaps in the exchange of this information, his life would be spared, or perhaps he could receive the same sentence as John Walker Lynn did, who was an active operative for the Taliban and was fighting in Afghanistan for the Taliban, and he only got 20 years.
Shabazz's New Black Panthers have been disavowed by many of the old Black Panthers as a, quote, racist hate group. In late October, Shabazz, in interviews, said he sympathized with the Taliban. In announcing the creation of the New Black Panthers in 1998, Shabazz said, we will never bow down to the white Jewish Zionist conspiracy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.